Hello, everyone. This is something a little bit different for me. So normally I'm not recording myself talking, but I've been delving into backstage a little bit more lately, and I think it's an interesting alternative outlet. I think it's also good to give people that listen to your audios maybe a different space in which to get to know you. So in order to make myself a little bit more well-rounded, I thought this would be interesting. Plus I heard someone else's accent challenge earlier today and I was inspired. So that's what we're doing today. My username is Moaning Margot and I am from New York, not the city. The first part of the accent challenge is to pronounce a bunch of words, so let's do that. Aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, gif, tumbler, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope, jeepoy. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That is TPing. You TP a house with toilet paper. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers, obviously. What do you call your grandparents? Pretty standard. Maybe I was a boring kid or my family's boring, but just grandma and grandpa. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? That is a shopping cart. The thing you change the TV channel with is a remote. Choose a book and read a passage from it. So the one I have closest to me, I guess this is a shout out for the book. I think it's pretty good. I would recommend it. It's Food of the Gods, A Search for the Original Tree of Knowledge, A Radical History of Plants, Drugs, and Human Evolution. And I am reading a passage from page 209 in case you have this book and you want to read along, I guess. Like heroin, cocaine is a modern high-purity drug derived from a plant with a long history of folk use. For millennia, the peoples of the montane rainforests of South America have held cultural values that promote the ritual and religious use of the stimulant food, coca. Locals in the area where coca has traditionally been cultivated and used will immediately tell one, coca no es un droga, es comida. Coca is not a drug, it is food. And indeed, this appears to be largely the case. The self-administered doses of ground coca dust contain a significant percentage of the daily requirement of vitamins and minerals. Coca also is a powerful appetite suppressant. The importance of these facts can't be appreciated without an understanding of the situation regarding protein availability in the Amazon forest and Andean Altiplano. The casual traveler might suppose that the lushness of the tropical forest signifies an abundance of fruits, edible seeds, and roots. This is not the case. Competition for available protein resources is so fierce among the thousands of species of life that comprise the jungle biota that nearly all usable organic materials are actually bound in living systems. Human penetration into such an environment is greatly aided by an appetite-suppressing plant. All right. Do you think you have an accent? I don't think I hear an accent when I speak, but I also feel like that's the answer that anyone would say. You know, when you're talking about accents, it's usually in terms of something that you hear when someone else speaks. So I don't know, I guess, how I would categorize my own. To my own ear, no, but I think, you know, if you asked someone else that question about me, they would say yes. And then we are ending this little audio post with any three words I want. So we're gonna go with that wax thing that you use to draw as a child is a crayon. When you are in like first grade, second grade, third grade, that is elementary school. And a breakfast sandwich that comes on a round bread with a hole in it, that bread is a bagel. So, like I said, this isn't normally something that I do, but it's fun for me. I like talking. So if there are any kind of challenges or posts that you're interested in hearing from me, or you have any suggestions on how to keep doing this and make it a part of my just regular sort of posts on Reddit, let me know. Give me your advice. I'm always interested to hear from other people on the site. Thank you.